You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. We're recording this on a Friday, but it's going out into the ether to listen to whenever and wherever you listen to your podcast. So we're happy to have you. Today, we're talking about produce season.
Yay.
It's typically involved in quarter two, the big, quote unquote, big produce. I don't know why I would say it like that, but generally speaking, the southeastern United States is what we are talking about when we say produce season. But we know, and certainly this is captured in our blog that we have. I believe we have an interactive map of different items all across the United States, because obviously produce happens across the country at different times of the year.
Yes.
But this particular one, which has an impact, is the southeastern United States. When I say produce season, what dates and times do you think of?
I think of tax day to July 4th. Those are the dates that I think of. But we did an internal podcast when we first started this, and we asked people across the floor whether they were in transportation or not, include shared services. And a lot of people's responses were really funny about that. Like, when is produce? And they would just say, it's June. That's it. Or they would say, I don't know, but all I know is that apples come from it. Or what do you think of produce? And people were like, potatoes. So it is kind of interesting how that can impact you if you are not in produce. If you are a new CPG shipper or new shipper in general, new to transportation, this can be very confusing. And you think that it's over in July 4th. You think it's only supposed to start on tax day. It does what it wants.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, right, we're going to talk about some macro factors here. But, you know, the purpose of this podcast is to provide information that, in our case, CPG shippers need to know about shipping during produce season.
Yep.
Essentially, with produce in particular, there's a particular time of year where the crops need to be harvested. And thus, that's when they need to be shipped.
Yep.
Because you can't harvest a crop and have it sit out on a dock or on a, in some cases, a road, because it's perishable, right? It's got to go. So that, on a macro level, tightens up capacity, because if you're only shipping, let's say, it's not accurate, but a very small scale, two truckloads of strawberries a week or oranges a week, and then during produce season, you're shipping 100, that will obviously affect capacity, because you 50X'd your needed trucks for said week. So imagine if that happens across multiple different farms or products, then there we go. So that obviously tightens up capacity. That then drives up rates, and it affects other people, right? It affects other shipments, right? So even if you have a dry product of, let's say, potato chips that are manufactured down in Southern Florida, and you can ship them with a dry van or a reefer, and that helped capacity, well, all of a sudden, all of the reefers now are going towards the produce, because that's a requirement. So you've removed, maybe it's not half of the capacity, but it's maybe 30%. So now you've only got these dry vans to work with. And okay, well, now they can see that the capacity is tighter and the rates are going up. So now your rates are going up. And you got to have some more negotiations. Maybe you don't have the same driver as many as previous, because the refrigerated driver would run your product with his clean, dry, and off food grade reefer trailer on the off peak times. So it's important to understand that it's not just affecting the folks that require that special equipment. It affects other shippers as well.
I think that's a great point. And I always like to think of this in, I mean, everything I feel like I do is in relation to MABDs. So when it comes to produce, it's not a typical MABD where it has to deliver by this date. It is dependent upon when it is able to be harvested. So even though it was planned for these things to be harvested and shipped in, let's say, mid-April, it's ready, you know, late March. So yeah. you got to get it out, and the capacity might be different dependent upon that. When a lot of our, you know, finished good shippers, they have that strict MABD based by their on their buyer. And this is when it comes into controlling the controllables. You cannot control when those oranges had to be harvested because it has nothing to do with you. The people who are harvesting right. can't even control it.
Yep.
All you can control is making sure that you give your network enough notice to do these things to make alternate plans if something goes wrong. And I think with that as well, we have a lot of problems. You know, produce is food on food grade trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can leave a smell or residue. You have to plan for those things too. Even though it's, you know, oranges on a truck that's going to be going to Costco delivering those potato chips, Costco will refuse it if it smells like oranges or if there's residue.
Right.
So you have to be aware of those things, and you have to have the right partnerships and the right network to plan for that. I know we've used coffee grounds before to help get the smell out and get residue out. And there's a lot of things that you can do to make that stuff work. Sometimes, you know, on the alternate side of what you were saying, the reefer capacity is gone. Sometimes all you have is a reefer capacity.
Right.
And they don't have to turn it on. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. But sometimes that means you may have to cut a pallet. And you need to understand which retailers it's better to cut a pallet for and ship short versus shipping late.
Right.
So there's a lot of different aspects that you just need to be prepared to have those discussions and be able to make those decisions quickly. I know that we have a lot of different project templates that we work with our customers for planning those worst case scenarios and what to do if we can't plan ahead. We all know those buyers sometimes like those last minute orders.
Got to get the product on the shelf. The good news with produce is that typically the disruptions can be that's a weird sentence to say, but the disruptions can be relatively short.
Yes.
Right. So again, maybe there's a 2 week, 2 to 3 week harvest time for oranges down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we talked about it on another podcast the other day, but like typically as the weather warms up from the southernmost point of Florida and kind of on the latitude lines, kind of progresses throughout that time frame from April 15th to July 4th. That's kind of how the trends go.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a visual podcast, but I'm making a lot of hand gestures, and I think you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand.
I'm trying to make that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a wave going from the southernmost tip of Florida all the way up to, in some cases, North Carolina or like yes. Virginia, right? As we progress throughout the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to understand that it's not going to be, all right, so Florida is going to be just, you know, completely decimated from April 15th to July 4th. That's mm-hmm. not the case. It there's trends to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio, mm-hmm. how about this? Heaviest peak is June to September because of soybeans. We have some soybean farms here in Columbus.
There's one right by my old house.
California, peak is May to August. Grapes mm-hmm. is their predominant crop. How about this? Florida, we just talked about it, mid-April to July, oranges. Boom. The Sunshine State.
Love
crushing
it.
Out those oranges.
That's amazing.
The Orange Bowl down in Miami, Florida. How about that?
All coming together now.
All comes out and leads back to football.
Everything leads back to football. I have a personal question for you.
Bring it.
Do you shop when it's thinking, because you know so much about produce season, you know about all these states and what they produce. When you shop at the grocery store, do you try to shop by what is currently in season?
Shout out to my wife, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
She is adamant. She is very active on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and she sends out a monthly produce guide on her profile. So it's like, which crops are in season for each month.
I love that.
Usually like the first or second of every month, she sends that out. So we try to like be mindful of that.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, our girls love strawberries and blueberries. So
yeah.
I assume there's a season for those. I don't know when it is, but we eat them all year.
I think it's early spring.
Yeah.
So I know, yeah. because I know you can go pick them.
There you go.
That
makes sense. But yeah, there's a lot of technology happening. So I assume there's greenhouses and other things that are where people are growing produce, but we try to. I know locally there's those co-ops, like the vegetable co-ops that grow seasonal fruit. Have you ever had one of those or participated in one of that?
No.
So there's like local farmers essentially, and they grow crops and they'll put a little bag together for you and drop it off somewhere, or you pick it up somewhere, and it's, you get what you get.
It's genius.
Some weeks it's carrots and eggplants, and the other week it's squash and pumpkins.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
super
genius.
Cool. Yeah.
And I wonder too, with what you were saying, how the greenhouse effect of all these things is going to impact produce going forward, because then you're going to be able to get strawberries in season all year round. And then is produce going to be as big of a deal? Or is it going to not feel as big of a jump? It's just going to be pretty consistent, pretty flat, which I feel like we've seen when I first started, produce was like buckle down.
Sure.
And now I don't know if I'm used to it or if it really has changed.
Shout out to our quarter two update podcast that's coming out as well.
Yeah.
We recorded that the other day, but certainly post-COVID world where the market has been disrupted. We saw 2 years of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've seen almost 3 years of overcapacity. So there's still seasonal disruptions, but it's not as significant as it was prior.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, we talked about it on that podcast, but those late, early 2000s into the 2010s, there was talks of driver shortages and ELD mandates and things of that nature. And so when produce popped, it was, you know, a big deal.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance, and it's probably a topic for another podcast about the, you know, climate and things of that nature. So will produce happen earlier? Will it happen later?
Yeah.
You know, there could be a shift there. I mean, again, I've been in transportation for almost 18 years, and it's always been tax day to July 4th.
Yes.
And we're still seeing those trends now.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking about it before in our pre-show chat, but
sure.
No matter what in this industry, you need to be able to expect the unexpected, and you need to be able to switch quickly. Being afraid of change is not really accepted in this industry. You have to be able to pivot quickly. So I think with that, communication is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just talking about what the updates are, but talking with partners, with other experts, just figuring out what they're seeing so you can make the best informed decision. Because again, when it comes to CPG, you have to be able to take advantage of things when they're available, and you have to be able to respond quickly to your most important retailers.
That's good. What else can we do, or what else do we do here at Zipline that can better prepare our customers for produce season?
I think the fact that majority of our customers, we have weekly or biweekly or monthly discussions with them. We show them what's happening within their network. And if they have multiple warehouses, maybe switching certain transits from an alternate location. If you don't have that option, make sure that you look at your notice time, getting as much notice time as possible. And then with that, understanding the retailers, which ones can you deliver maybe a little bit earlier? Which ones can you avoid weekend hauls or longer hauls that might be more problematic when we see capacity be a little bit tighter?
I love that. I think as we head into produce season, or really every single month, but in particular produce season, you know, with Canopy, our proprietary intelligence software,
mm-hmm.
we can reflect on the previous year, certainly the previous 2 years in some cases, or like a specific time period. So you can see the trends.
Mm-hmm.
If you dove deep into that data, and again, if your customer has been with you for shipping with you for several years, then you can look and say, all right, reminder, you know, last April, we saw a $3 jump in cost per pallet.
Mm-hmm.
It was primarily affected out of these areas. We're going to monitor it, but these are the things that we're doing to try and mitigate those shifts.
Yeah.
Just having that knowledge ahead of time and being able to reflect back on the challenges is always good to prepare your customers.
It's a great point. The comparison tool is my favorite for that. So you can actually see what it was last year and look at the current month, so they can kind of prepare what the spikes are going to be with their forecasting. Hopefully they are seeing that growth with their retailers, so
right.
they can kind of plan for that. I think that's a great point, and that comparison is essential for that.
So if there's any new people out there that want to reach out to Zipline
mm-hmm.
and plug in your data into our system, and even if we didn't move it ourselves previously mm-hmm. and give you some analysis, give us a call at 888-GO-ZIPLINE. reach out to us at www.ziplinelogistics.com. Check out our blog. We do have the active produce map. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple. I think that's it. Produce season. We nailed it. As usual, Teddy. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Podcast.
See you out there.